First of all, I came here to do my second master's at UCL, and that was just a real break for me before moving on with my career path.
Why did you come to do a master's, and what was it in?
It was political economy of Russia, so it was completely different specialism comparing to my previous background.
What was that?
It was African studies and linguistics.
Why did you decide to come to London to study and not do an MA in Russia, for instance?
Well, I had already my Master of Philosophy in Russia, so MPhil was all right. But I decided to go for a change, and it was economics and political economy, which I was interested in. The decision to come to London specifically was quite spontaneous.
Isn't it quite expensive to decide to come to London to do a further degree?
It is quite expensive. However, with the help of the savings I had, I sold my business in Russia, so it helped me to manage.
So you came here to do your degree. How did you find it? Was it the London that you expected to find?
Not quite what I expected. I think that some Russians, me including, expect London to be the one of the Sherlock Holmes times, Baker Street style architecture, people wearing black hats and walking with their sticks, etc. So I was a little bit naive with my image of London, I would say. So when I was landing and saw all of these skyscrapers of Canary Wharf, I was a little bit frustrated and thought that probably I was on the wrong plane to the US. But everything came back to normal when I started talking to people.
I know you've finished your degree now. You've set up a business in the UK. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
I started as a self-employed language tutor when I finished because I generally like teaching languages. I've been teaching languages for 11 years now, different ones, not Russian language, which I teach right now. So that was quite an organic decision and an organic business opportunity for me to start teaching the Russian language to students and mostly to business people. In 2010, the number of students has grown so intensely that I had to register a company.
Who are these students who want to learn Russian?
They're normally business people who want this for either for business or for the personal use.
British people?
Not really. No, they would be normally foreigners who live here. They would be Germans, French, Italians. I would say that the vast majority of my students would be non-British.
Do people find it pretty tough, though, learning Russian as an adult?
I would say I find tough to struggle with these fears which people have about the Russian language. But I would say that after several lessons, people appreciate that it is not as tough as they would think. And you can really master it in a pretty reasonable time. So I would say it is just stereotypes and fears about the Russian language and generally about the Russian Federation.
What kind of fears do people have about Russia?
It's all these stereotypes about corruption, about not being able to build a business without strong connections with other people. Even simple, like, you know, killing, that they fear that they can be killed in Russia.
Finally, I'd like to ask you, Ignati, about your charity work. I know you did African studies when you were younger at university, and you haven't forgotten about those countries in Africa.
Actually, my major was Ethiopian studies, and I got good relations with the charity here, which is called Water for Ethiopia. It's three young men who literally do this voluntarily. They try to collect money to dig wells in Ethiopia.
Is it as simple as that there aren't enough wells in Ethiopia?
They have lots of different problems, but one of them, the most important one, yes, that in some areas in Ethiopia, they just don't have enough water, and thus they can't live proper lives because most of their time they try to find water.
And lastly, what sparked your interest in Ethiopia in the first place?
I was always interested in the academic work. So as my interest was in linguistics, Ethiopia was a great choice with 200 languages
200.
Being spoken there. So I thought that I would try to find the right opportunities for my research there.
Have you been there?
That's right. Yes, I was there.
Did you enjoy it?
Very much so. And I really hope to come back there again. And I try to inspire other people to come to Ethiopia.